2 weeks, kids like my son who hate school love it. So now I'm sort of torn between the two and wonder, does it really matter so long as my son is happy, which one he goes to?
We are appreciating very much the careful choice of words, because what you're saying is there a specific action path I should take? Or are there many paths that would lead me to the same positive outcome? Mm-hmm. And we want you to understand that when you get in vibrational sync with your desire, that the universe will yield never-ending paths. In other words, in any moment in time, there are 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 or more avenues opening to you that will lead you to where you want to be. It is not a straight and narrow path, you see. So the answer to your question is, whichever of these choices feels like the path of least resistance is. Mm-hmm. In other words, when you say, well, we would have to move our family and we are willing to do that, that feels differently than, well, this one is opening up nearby. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yes.
And so, and it's also of value when you, so put the upstream downstream test to it. So you say, my son hates school, and you can feel the upstream in this. And then you say, but I understand that I want my child to feel free, and I know that there are opportunities for him to feel more of that. That's more downstream. And as you get into that vibration, then some opportunities show themselves to you. So an opportunity shows itself to you, and you say, but maybe he can't get in, which is upstream. And you say, but the fact that it is showing itself to me means that I'm on the right track, which causes you to release your resistance. And then you say, but it's in a city where we don't live and we'd have to move, which is upstream. And then you say, but avenues always open up and the universe always provides, and at least I know we're on the right track. And so you release resistance. And then something else shows up, and you say, but it's not the school that I had my heart set on, and I don't know if it's as free as this other school, and what if I'm making the wrong choice, which is upstream? And then you say, and yet here it came, and it felt like a good idea, and there is so much about it that really fits into our lifestyle, so maybe it's possible that we had other things in our vibrational escrow other than just only wanting this better school environment for our child. Maybe our family's well-being and where we are living and where, how we are employed, maybe all of that was part of it, and the universe is yielding all of that to us. In other words, by looking for the things that are a match to what you want and how you want to feel, you release resistance, which makes the things that even aren't quite a match come into greater alignment. You see, there's a tendency to believe that things are static out there and that you are a creator just running around with a basket on your arm, picking up the static things and putting it into your basket and building your life experience. Things aren't static out there. Things are moving around all of the time to accommodate the vibration of your being. Mm-hmm. So when you were having that struggle with your child in school and all of the consternation and unhappiness that he was living and that you were living as a result of it, you were building your vibrational escrow, and the universe has been orchestrating circumstances and events to accommodate you. That's what we mean when we say there are many, many more options than you've even been able to see. Mm-hmm. And sometimes something that looks like the path, when you ask the question, but is this the final destination for my son? Is this the answer to everything that we've been asking for? We want to say to you, no, and nothing ever will be. But when you say, I can tell by the way I feel that this is the next logical step from where we are, and you feel the relief of that, and then you say, oh good, a new environment in which my son will give birth to even more rockets of desire. Mm-hmm. In other words, there are all kinds of things that will be born out of that. There is no end to the unique offering that this universe will offer right before your eyes to satisfy the desire of this child.
Very good.
This is a cooperative, benevolent universe responding to the worthiness of the likes of all of you. And our job, the only difficulty that any of you ever have, is in our convincing you of your worthiness, you see. You find all kinds of reasons to hold yourself apart from the well-being that you want, but there's no reason for it ever, you see.